So I will start with a lecture which is for all, one and all, which should be heard in the beginning and at the perfection also. And it's a very, very simple lecture. Those who are preachers and initiated, they should memorize this lecture. Very simple. I must have given it for thousands of time. And this is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. And it is the sum and substance, essence of all the scriptures that exist in the creation. And it is the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. And it is a simple lecture. Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Sarva Sastri Gai. Sarva Sastra. In all the scriptures, these three subject matters are discussed. So Sambandha Jivera Swarupu Hoy Krishnir Nityadas. We have our eternal relationship with Krishna, with our source, Ansi, Krishna. So what is that relationship, Sambandha? That we are spirit soul. He is Krishna's part and parcel. Part and parcel meaning that it's not like you break the stone and a little piece of that stone is part and parcel, not like that. You make many, many, many pieces of stone and then stone does not have existence anymore. It is in the piece form, not like that. Part and parcel is energy. We are His energy. We are His Shakti. In other words, Apareyam itum stanyam prakritim vidhi me param jiva bhut mahabahu aidam dharayate jagat mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhut sanatana manasasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karsati. That spirit soul is energy of Krishna, and that is how He is part and parcel. Just like a big, huge forest fire. And from that forest fire, some spark comes out. That doesn't diminish forest fire. Or forest fire existence becomes null and void. All sparks, that's it. Not like that. We are His energy. Spirit, soul are His energy. His part and parcel. Just Prabhupada gives the example, just like this hand is a part and parcel of this body. So, because this hand is part and parcel of this body, this hand must serve this body and must remain connected with this body. Sambandha. The hand has to have sambandha, connection with the ansi, sarir, with the body that he is part of. So, similarly we are that spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And it is spiritual by nature, spirit soul, spiritual. So the natural life of spirit soul is spiritual life. Body is material, made up of matter, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. Binna prakratir astada. This eightfold energy of Krishna are material energy, and it is separated energy of Krishna. Binna prakratir astada. Just like a cow and milk, when the milk is in cow's milk bag, it is calm. But when you take out milk in a one pot, then we say it is not cow, it is milk. And it is the separated energy of Krishna, energy of cow. It is separated from the cows. It's no more cow. It is separated energy. If you drink milk, it will give you energy. It is energy of cow, but it is separated. No more connection with cow. Same thing, the spirit soul, living entity, is separated from Krishna. It is separated. So this, and connected also, but material elements, material energy, is separated. Vinna prakriti rastada. Earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. These are separated energy of Krishna. So, very simple to understand that we are not matter. We are spirit. We are spiritual. And that's why our life is spiritual life, real. Our real life is spiritual life. Matter, earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, force, ego, are matter, material. And we are living material life. We are spirit, our natural life is spiritual, and living material life. So there cannot be any ananda. Maybe flickering happiness can be there, but there cannot be eternal ananda, and eternal bliss. There cannot be, because it is not our natural life. Just like fish out of water. Fish, natural life is water. And you take out fish out of water, and nice vyasasana, nice eating, nice, everything golden provided to her, but no water. Natural life, you snatch away from fish, water. Natural life of fish is water. The same thing, the spirit, soul, spiritual being, natural life is spiritual life. And we take that spiritual life away from spirit and give material life. Vijatiya, not same gender, Vijatiya. It is opposite, it's opposite. Spirit, spiritual, and you're giving material life. So, there cannot be good cohesion, there cannot be good bliss, because Vijatiya. You put donkey with crow and tell them, both of you please enjoy. They cannot enjoy. Vijatiya. Different. Spirit soul and material. Material life and spiritual life. And you trying to derive bliss out of matter. Cannot be. We try to squeeze out some oil out of stone. No matter how much you crush, how much you try to extract oil out of stones, you cannot get. Why? Because there is no oil in the stone. Similarly, there is no ananda, bliss in matter. And we are trying to squeeze out ananda, bliss from matter. Vijatiya, you can't. Flickering happiness, illusory happiness. You can get some illusory happiness. Prabhupada gives good example of illusory happiness. A camel. Camel eats thorn. And with that thorn eating, the thorn spikes are bleeding his mouth. Camel's mouth is bleeding due to the thorn eating. And then the taste of blood, very nice. So nice, beautiful. Let me eat more. Let me eat more. And eat more, more blood. It's more and more blood. More taste. But poor camel doesn't know that he's tasting his own blood. own blood, not thorn. Thinking, thorn, I am eating thorn, but no. It's illusion, total illusion. So this is happiness. Prabhupada gives so many examples of illusory happiness. He gives another example, that donkey of a washerman. The washerman loads up donkey with the load, clothes, and going to ghat, going to wash the cloth. So donkey is heavily loaded, and washerman puts a dingling carrot in front of donkey's face, mouth. And carrot is very nice, dingling, and donkey wants that carrot. So if I take one step, it's still this much far, then I'll have that carrot. My happiness is just 1 foot away, just one step away. So take step and keeps going up to the ghat, up to the river to wash the cloth. And then at the end of the day, evening, when donkey has worked hard, the washerman takes that carrot, puts in pocket, and the next day, same carrot, ding-a-ling carrot, same carrot is putting in front, and donkey keeps going. I will get that happiness of eating carrot. But illusory. Same thing, looks like, okay, if I have this material thing, I'll be happy. But after a month or so, your big screen, home theater, TV, dusting. There is no interest. Happiness, bliss means it lasts forever. And not only ever lasting, but increases forever. That's a spiritual happiness. Lasting forever and increasing forever. Anandam ambudhi vardhanam pratipadam purna amrita. Purna, perfect and total nectar, total amrita. Amrita. Mrit means, mrityu means dying. Happiness, that happiness does not die. It amrit. It's eternal happiness. Purna amrita swadhanam. And anandam buddhi vardhan. That bliss increases the ocean of bliss. At the same time, it remains forever, eternal. So that is ananda. Because living entity is eternal, living entity is looking for eternal bliss, which increases forever, not decreases. And not for kshanik, chapal sukh, illusory happiness. So, we are spirit soul, and our natural life is spiritual life, and we have a connection with super soul Krishna, the connection. But somehow or other, we connect ourselves and look for happiness in different things than Krishna, who is our ansi, who is our source. We are looking different. Just like I said earlier, Prabhupada gives this example. This hand is part and parcel of this body. So, hand can only be happy if hand is connected with this body and hand serves this food, laddu, to the same body that he is part of. Not that this hand gives food to every other body and nothing here for 30 days. How long hand can remain peaceful, blissful, happy, wealthy, healthy, rust, prust? How long? Cannot. The hand is part of this body, that's why it is in hand's interest to serve this body first and forever. So automatically hand will glaze, get nourishment, shakti, potency and everything. Similarly, the spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna and only Krishna. No other, no demigods, no Brahma, part and parcel of Brahma or any demigods. The spirit soul is not part and parcel of parents. Spirit soul is not part and parcel of any nation, color, creed. No, it's part and parcel of Krishna. And that's why it is in spirit soul's interest to serve Krishna, because he's part and parcel of Krishna and not part and parcel of anything else. That is the why it is in hands, it is in spirit soul's interest to serve Krishna. Very simple. So that service is abhideya. Sambandha jivera swarupoi krishnera nitya das. This is sambandha. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Sambandha. And that our eternal duty is to serve him. Sambandha abhideya. Abhideya means that process by which we can attain the final goal. Pumartho Mahan. The Mahan Purushartha. Or Prayojan. That process by which we can attain our Prayojan, our goal. We can attain our goal. That is Prayojan. So Sambandha, we are part and parcel of Krishna and that we must serve him. Sambandha. And Abhideya is process. Just like this hand is a part and parcel of this body, and that's why this hand has to serve this body. This hand must serve this body, not has to serve. There is no choice for the hand but to serve ansi sarir, but to serve the body which the hand is part of. There is no choice. Similarly, the spirit soul is part and parcel of Krishna, not other. And that's why spirit soul must serve Krishna, no choice, in order to become peaceful, blissful, happy. Must serve Krishna, no choice. So service is called abhideya. What is the service? What is the easiest and topmost? Both things doesn't go together. The simple and sublime, they don't go together. But here it does. The easiest method, at the same time it is topmost method of serving Krishna. What is that? Sevan, Rupa Goswami says, Sevan mukhe jivado swayam eva spuratyada ata sri krishna namadi na bhaved grahamendriya. Sevan mukhe jivado. Ado means beginning, suruvat. You begin your service with your mouth and tongue. Sadhana bhakti. Raganu. Later on, raganu. But start with, and both goes hand in hand. Sadhana bhakti and raganuk bhakti, meaning the external senses you use in Krishna's service, sadhana, and internal senses, mind, intelligence, engage that in Krishna's service, raganuga. So both should go hand in hand. So this is called abhideya. Abhideya means service by which we can attain that bliss. We can attain pure love, which is offering bliss. So service, simple and sublime, is that you have to use your mouth and tongue. And mouth and tongue has two functions, eating and speaking. So eating Krishna Prasad and speaking Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
This is very simple. If I ask you to serve Krishna through meditation, through tapa, to go Himalaya and do austerities in a below zero weather, you stand in Ganga there and do tapasya, concentrate on Krishna. Very difficult. If I ask you to go to India and in a torching heat, 50 degree temperature, you have a fire around you and on your top of head, torching heat of a sun, and you perform austerities. Very difficult. If I ask you to study all the scriptures, very difficult. If I ask you to donate, if I ask you 100 rand, please give me as a donation. You are supporting good cause. Very difficult. 100, even 100. Chamdi tute, lekin damdi na tute. Very attached to money. Hard-earned money. Very difficult. All process very difficult. Namam sadhayate yogo na sankhyam dharmam uddhava na swadhyay. Swadhyay, studying Vedic literature or all literature. Swadhyay tapa, tyago, even become renunciate. Krishna says, I am not pleased with all this. What I am pleased with? Yathamam bhakti urjita. You have to render transcendental, loving, devotional service to Krishna. And that starts with mouth and tongue. We have to say His holy name, Hare Krishna mantra, 16 malayati. That is minimum. Why 16? Because we cannot do 24 hours a day. Kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya sadahari. We cannot do 24 hours a day. So then, acharyas, they reduce to 128, then they reduce 64, then they reduce 32, then Prabhupada says, okay, no less than 16. So minimum 16 mala of Hare Krishna mantra, that means service to Krishna with your tongue and with your mouth, lips. So this is the service to Krishna, and which is simple and topmost. The other processes are very difficult. So this is beginning and end, chanting the holy name of Lord. Lord Chaitanya says, out of all process, Navda Bhakti is best. 64 process. Out of all billions of process of bhakti, 64 process that is mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu are the best. And out of 64, Navda Bhakti is best. And out of Navda Bhakti, Lord Chaitanya says, Sadhu Sang, Namakirtan, Bhagavat Sravan, Mathuravas, Sradhaya Sri Murtir Sevan, Sakala Sadhana Srist, Ehi Pacha Anga, Krishna Prem Janmaye, Ehi Pacha Ralpa Sangha. That Sadhu Sang, associating with saintly devotees, Namakirtan, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Bhagavat Sravan, hearing Bhagavatam, and Mathura Vas. This is Mathura, where Lord resides. This temple is Mathura Vas. And Sradhaya Sri Murtir Sevan. We must worship deity. So out of these five, these are very strong process of for developing Krishna Prem. And out of these five, Nama Sankirtan is Srishth, topmost. Sakala Sadhana Madhye Srishth Navavidha Bhakti Krishna Prem Ditte धारे महाशक्ति तार मध्य सर्वश्रेष्ठ नाम संकीर्तन निरपराधे नाम लैले पाए प्रेम धन। चैतन्य महाप्रभु से आउट ऑफ दिस फाइव नाम संकीर्तन इज श्रेष्ठ। सो दैट्स वाई वी हैव टू सर्व कृष्णा एज ए होली नेम। कृष्णा इज होली नेम। नेम कृष्णा एंड पर्सनालिटी कृष्णा इज एब्सोल्युटली नो डिफरेंस, सेम थिंग। इफ कृष्णा कैन फाइट विथ सुदर्शन चक्र, होली नेम कैन ऑल्सो लिफ्ट अप गो सुदर्शन डिस्क एंड फाइट बिकॉज दे आर सेम, नो डिफरेंस। अभिन्नत्वा नाम नामिनो नाम चिंतामणि कृष्ण चैतन्य रस विग्रह पूर्ण शुद्धो नित्य मुक्तो अभिन्नत्वा नाम नामिनो। प्रभुपाद सेड इफ समबडीज नेम इज पीटर एंड ही इज इन द नेक्स्ट रूम आई से पीटर पीटर एंड इमीडिएटली पीटर ओ डिड यू कॉल मी प्रभुजी। यू कनेक्ट थ्रू नेम, यू कनेक्ट। सेम थिंग विथ कृष्णाज, कृष्णाज नेम एंड कृष्णा मोर एब्सोल्यूट, ही इज एब्सोल्यूट वन विथ हिज नेम। इफ यू सर्व नेम यू सर्विंग कृष्णा, इफ यू सर्व कृष्णा यू सर्विंग नेम, सेम थिंग। दैट्स व्हाई सेवन मुखे जीवादो द अभिधेय बिगिन्स विथ माउथ एंड टंग एंड बेस्ट अभिधेय एंड इजीएस्ट अभिधेय प्रोसेस ऑफ अटेनिंग लव ऑफ कृष्णा विच इज प्रयोजन इज टू चैंट 16 राउंड्स अ डे। वेरी सिंपल एंड एवरीबडी कैन डू 22 आवर्स फॉर योर सेल्फ 2 आवर्स फॉर कृष्णा, सिंपल, नॉट मच, एंड एवरीबडी कैन डू। एंड इफ यू चैंट होली नेम 16 माला अ डे you are serving Krishna through your mouth and tongue. So what will be the greatest benefit if you serve Krishna through your mouth and tongue? Prabhupada says that whomever you serve, you reawaken your love for that person. Whoever you serve, that person also loves you. If you serve dog, dog will love you. If you serve God, God will love you. So if you serve Krishna through your mouth and tongue, then Krishna will love us. And we will love Krishna. And reciprocation of love will take place. And that is the topmost goal of our life, which is called prayojan. The topmost goal of human form of life, prayojan. So sambandha, abhideya and prayojan. So we all are longing for love of Krishna. And by loving Krishna, we love his creation. Automatically, we love his creation. So that is the topmost goal of human form of life. Human body is designed with only one aim in mind by the Lord. Lord designed human body only for one and only one goal, and that is to attain pure love of Krishna. If you use your human body into all other things, then endeavoring for reawakening our love for Krishna. If you use your body otherwise, you will suffer because it is not natural. The natural function of human form is to love Krishna, is to serve Krishna. There is no other purpose. Anything you do unnaturally will bring you bad result, will bring distress. And the design of this human body is such that you have to serve Krishna with this human body. Otherwise, suffering. So bliss will increase, love will increase as you serve Krishna through mouth and tongue. So we are longing for that love. So who want to reawaken their pure love for Supreme Personality of Godhead? So then you will have to, you must have to chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra every single day. Who will do? Very good one. Upar wale, very good, very good. Very good, everybody. Wonderful. This is called Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. And this is stated in all the scripture. Sambandha, Abhideya, process. Sambandha, relationship. Abhideya, process. And final goal, topmost goal, to reawaken our pure love for God, Krishna. And by that, we want to reawaken our pure love for everything that He created. That's a goal. And this is said in all the scripture in nutshell. So please chant 16 rounds, those who raise your hand. From tomorrow, you have to start. And that will do good to you so much so that bliss will not have end. Your bliss will increase ever. So any question? Yes, Mataji?
In the beginning you mentioned that natural life is spiritual life. So my question is, why does it not feel natural to go back to that spiritual life?
So natural life is spiritual life. And why it is difficult to practice or go into the spiritual life? Because we are conditioned for so long. We are taught that, and we are conditioned, attached to matter, material body. Everything material we are attached to, and we are taught and conditioned from time immemorial. Conditioning, maya, we think that this is reality. Maya makes you think that this is reality. We have choose to go into maya. We have chosen conditioning. In another, we are swimming against the current. We are trying to swim against the current by thinking and by indulging in material things from time immemorial. We are conditioned, and now we want to make U-turn. We are flowing along the current, material current, and we want to go towards spiritual, opposite. So we are going to swim against the current. And if you keep swimming against the current, day will come. Krishna says, Tesham ham samuddharta mrutyu sansar sagarat bhavami natirat partha maya avesita chetasham. Those whose mind, consciousness dwell in me, I become swift deliverer from the material world. I come like a Garuda or helicopter, lower the rope and pull him out of the ocean of nescience, material existence. I pull him out, but we have to start swimming against the current called material current. We have to, if we take a little step, Krishna will jump. Krishna will come towards us because maya avesita chetasham. Our mind, intelligence and consciousness is intensely engaged in Krishna. So immediately Krishna's attention you attract Krishna's attention immediately, and Krishna becomes swift deliverer. We have to do, very simple thing we have to do. We have to turn our face towards Krishna. That's all it takes. Just like a little child, rebellious to father and walks away from parents. The minute child turns back his face towards parents, my dear child, please come. No question asked. He was rebellious. You scold me. You did this. You did. No question asked. Immediately. So Krishna is that kind of compassionate father. This is his chief quality. Krishna has unlimited qualities. And the topmost quality is that Rasik Sekhar Krishna, Param Karun, Chaitanya Chaitanya, Param Karun, his Karuna, his emblem of Karuna, is most magnanimously merciful towards each and every living entity. So he will help us the minute we turn our face to Krishna. That's all it takes. Sastra sadhu kripaya yadi Krishna unmukha hoy sei jiv nistare maya tahar chudai. Maya, material nature will leave us alone. Maya tahar chudai. All we have to do is turn our face towards Krishna by the mercy of scriptures and sadhu and guru. Sastra sadhu kripaya yadi Krishna unmukha hoy sei jiv nistare maya tahar chudai. So that swimming against the current will become swimming along with the current by Krishna's compassionate quality, compassionate nature. Is that okay? Any other question?
Clear the doorway.
There's a lot of room inside. Yes, Maya.
Prabhuji, when it comes to chanting 16 rounds a day, that also can feel swimming against the current.
Yes.
Because sometimes we're very exhausted and we have a big workload. At the times the mind is disturbed by some, and we get praise and reinforcement and recognition for everything that everybody else sees us doing, you know, like external things. But the chanting is something that's just depending on our own personal relationship with Krishna and our commitment. Can you give some advice how to be determined enough to do that every day in spite of all of the fluctuating conditions in our life?
Prabhupada gives this answer in a very simple way. He says that if you want to become first-class devotee, then you have to associate with those devotees who are first-class. If you want to become drunkard, then if you want to become first-class drunkard, then easiest process is to associate with first-class drunkard. The whiskey at home is cheaper than bar, but they like to go to bar so that they can associate with other drunkards, isn't it? And then that is how they become more advanced drunkard. So we have to find that refuge, the devotee who is more advanced than ourselves. Then we have to put faith in him. And then we have to love him and serve him and learn the technique of associating with such exalted devotees. And that will increase our faith. Sadhu Sangha. Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hoya Sadhu Sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem, Janma Mool. Janma, birth, takes birth from Sadhu Sangha. So we have to associate with devotees who are more advanced than ourselves in chanting. I usually sit down in front of Prabhupada most of the time, wherever, or else I put Prabhupada's japa on and try to remember. So that's what we have to do. We have to be determined, utsahan. We have to take up the advice of Srila Rupa Goswami. Utsahan, nischayat, dairiyat, tatatata karma pravartanat, sangatyagat, sato vritte, sadabir bhakti, prasiddhati. Nischay, utsah, strong determination. Just like that sparrow and ocean. Sparrow ocean devour the eggs of sparrow. And sparrow says, no, you took my eggs away. I'll dry you up. That story. And then Garuda comes. And ocean has to return the eggs. The same thing here. If we are determined, and if we are very enthusiastic, and we are patient, and tata-tata karma parvartanat, sangatya sato vritte, by associating with saintly, more advanced devotees than us, following the footsteps of previous acharya, following, practicing sravanam kirtanam, tata-tata karma parvartanat, navada bhakti, chanting. Actually, this is the answer. Chanting will make your chanting quality. Quality will increase. Rupa Goswami gives example in Nectar of Instruction. Same thing. So the sugar candy, if you have a jaundice, it's bitter. But same medicine, keep taking. Then the same candy will become sweeter and sweeter as jaundice becomes null and void. So, ways and means, we have to associate with holy name, associate with devotees advanced than us, keep enthusiasm. Everything will come from association actually. We must keep close association with devotees who are advanced than us and serve them. Holy name will be very compassionate if you serve the devotee who is the devotee of Holy Name. Holy Name loves His devotees. Loves. Holy Name is Krishna. Holy Name loves His devotees. And that's why first and foremost offense is to offend a devotee. So we have to learn to associate with the devotees. Advance those who are advanced than ourselves. Any other question? Is there answers? You know the answer, I know. But you want me to speak like Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya. Yes, Prabhuji.
I want to know that at the point of death, let's say it happens that you're not thinking about Krishna when you depart from your body, and you were chanting 16 rounds a day, do you still go to the spiritual world?
You not only go to spiritual world, but Krishna will come at the time of death. Even if you don't chant, even if you don't remember Him, Krishna is not thankless. He is not thankless. Krishna's first, foremost, topmost quality is that He is Bhakta Vatsal. He loves His devotees than Himself. Again, He loves His devotees more than Himself. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sloka, 11th canto, 14th chapter, 15th verse. Na yathame priyatam, atmayonir na sankarsano, na sribhir, naivatma yatha bhavan. He's telling Uddhava that, my dear Uddhava, my friend, my devotees are my pure devotees, any devotees, samoham sarvabhutesh, any devotee is more dear to me than atmayunir, my son Brahma, my soul Lord Shiva, my brother Sankarsan Balaram, my wife, Lakshmi Devi. Na yathame priyatam, na atmayonir na sankaro, na sankarsano, na sribir, naivatma, my very soul is not dear to me as much as my devotees are dear to me. So Krishna, even if you chant one name, what to talk about 16 name and 108 time and 16 such mala. What to talk about that? Just four names. Narayana. Four Vishnu Duta came to take him back to home, back to God. Ajamil. How many Vishnu Dutta? Four. Just Na, Ra, Ya, Ana. Four Vishnu Dutta. And you chanting 16 names, 108 times multiplied by 16 times multiplied by how many days you live. That many Vishnu Dutta will come for you. That many. Whether you remember him or not, you utter his name even now or then. Doesn't matter. Krishna is not thankless. He is very thankful. He loves his devotees. Even if he forgets or even if he doesn't remember, at the time of death, Krishna will come. This is his promise. He loves his devotees. I quoted that sloka. Tesham ham samudharta mrityu sansara sagarat bhavami nachirat partha maya avesita chetasha. We day in and day out, we keep our mind absorbed in Krishna. Maya avesit chetasha. So he will come. He will come. He is duty bound more than ourselves. He is duty bound. Any another question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I just want to find out, whenever there is a death in the family, within the 12 days they read the Garuda Purana. I just want to know what's the importance when they have to read the Garuda Purana and why is it so important?
Yes, Garuda Purana describes the gati of a living entity, spirit soul. When spirit soul quits the body, then what becomes his destination? It is very detailed description of narkas and different gatis, different paths, and all these things are described in Garuda Purana about where living entity goes after quitting the body. But better than reading Garuda Purana is you chant Hare Krishna mantra or read Bhagavad Gita. Better than Garuda Purana. Reading Bhagavad Gita is even more better. And kirtan, doing Hare Krishna mantra kirtan, is even more better or equally good. Reading Bhagavad Gita and chanting holy name Hare Krishna mantra. So read Garuda Purana, because these Brahmins in India, they can do so many karma kand activities and they can earn a livelihood, which is okay, which is not bad. They should have livelihood. But Garuda Purana is describing this process of how living entity dies, what happens, and after death the living entity goes where, how it goes, and where he winds up, the different destinations are described. So that's why they read. Any another question?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Maharaj, there's a person that causes anxiety to many other devotees, that person being a devotee, and uses things like intimidation and some sort of forceful words to get somebody to do something. And then another devotee goes to the authorities and maybe alerts them to this devotee that's causing the problem, apparent problem. So is the devotee who reports it an offender to this other devotee?
So question? Question, I understood. But I have to understand the question. Any question? I'll elaborate that. But what is the question?
The question was, is the devotee who reports the problem, is he an offender to the devotee who is the problem?
This is very, very refined question, very subtle, sukshma. First of all, the rule is that any devotee, third class or first class, should not offend any devotee, third class or first class. That's the rule, first. Now comes the question of that devotee who is not behaving properly. So then that devotee is he going to take my authority? Is he working under me? Is he going to take president's or whoever is authority? His authority, he's going to accept or not? Or is he working under authority or not? If he's not, then whatsoever you do, it will be fight. And you are banging your head against the wall. And Krishna will never like it. Never like it. Krishna will take offense. First of all, find out, will he take my authority? Is he subservient to me or is he going to submit to me? If he is not, leave him where he is, where everything is at. Let his authority take care of it. If they come to know. If they don't come to know, none of your business. None of your business. Remember, first thing is, you cannot offend any devotee, whether he's pure or third class or first class. He's chanting holy name. That's good enough to say that he is devotee. What to talk about chanting 16 rounds? There are 6 offenses to Vaishnavas. Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, Krandati, Upajayate Na Harsham, Darsane Patanani Sat. By these 6 offenses to Vaishnava, your fall down is as sure as death. Your fall down is certain. What are these 6 offenses? Hanti, to beat up devotee, is the offense to devotee. Hanti, Nindati, to criticize unnecessary, to blaspheme devotee of the Lord, unnecessary. Nindati, Ninda, Ninda Karna. Hanti, Ninti, Vaidvesti, Dvesh Karna. Become envious of a devotee is an offense of a Vaishnava. Hanti, Nindati, Vaidvesti, Vaishnavana Abhinandati. Not to greet devotee. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Jai Radhe Radhe, Ram Ram, Ram Ram Ki. You have to greet devotee by saying Hare Krishna. In our movement, we greet Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna. So, not to greet devotee like this is also an offense. Hanti Ninti Vaidvesti Vaishnavana Abhinandati, Abhinandan. Krandati, Krodh, to exhibit anger on devotee is offense to the devotee. And Upajayate Na Harsam Darsane. Upon seeing devotee, if one does not become jubilant, happy, blissful by having darshan of a devotee, but instead he's just, devotee is coming like this and he's just or greeting also, Vaishnavana Abhinandati, Danvat Prabhu, Danvat, Danvat, and Prabhu is coming here and Danvat is going there. This is offense. Danvat, Danvat, you have to greet him, Hare Krishna Prabhu. And then after exchanging Hare Krishna, you can do whatever you are doing. But not Danvat Prabhu, no. Just remember, even a third class devotee is most dear, most dearest to Krishna. Just remember that. And you are offending that devotee. You are finished from Krishna. You are finished. Your devotion is finished. There is only one reason to fall down from bhakti, devotion to Krishna, and that is to offense to devotees, offending devotee. Haristane aparade tare hari naam, tumastane aparade nahi paritran. So we have to be very careful with the devotees. Krishna does not like this. Krishna, Prabhupada, even more, he'll be more distressful. Prabhupada says, your love for me will be tasted by how much you cooperate, love each other after I leave this planet. Loving, trusting, cooperating. And if that devotee who is not under you, he is going off tangent, then Maya ultimately will take care of him. But you don't try to take care of him. Otherwise your bhakti is jeopardized. your devotion, your bhakti, you will be finished. Let Maya take care of, let Krishna take care, let President take care of, let his authority take care of it. So we have to be very careful. Constructive criticism you can do if he is working under you, if he can take your authority, if he can respect you, then you can do. Otherwise, buddy, we are devotee of Krishna Prabhupada and we are one. We are sitting on the same branch of Lord Chaitanya's tree, the bird of same branch. We don't have to, very delicate. This thing is very delicate. And that's why in our movement, every person is checked and balanced. Guru, JBC, Acharya, devotee, temple president, everybody is checked, every minute. And that's why ISKCON is best, because it has a check and balance. If little deviation, you're out. And who will make him out? His authority, not me. His authority. The authority should say, see,